Take your Bibles, please. Turn to Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs chapter 18. Keep your Bibles open because we're going to use them. We're going to read two passages tonight. We're going to start in Proverbs 18, and then we're going to move to Proverbs 26. But Proverbs chapter 18, we're going to read verses 5 through 8. To start with, Proverbs 18, verses 5 through 8. It is not good to accept the person of the wicked, to overthrow the righteous in judgment. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. The words of a talebearer as wounds, they go down to the innermost parts of the belly. Now, Proverbs chapter 26, turn over there if you will. Proverbs chapter 26, and let's start reading in verse number 20. Where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceaseth. As coals are to burning coals and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife. The words of a talebearer are as wounds. They go down into the innermost parts of the belly. Burning lips and a wicked heart are like a potsherd covered with silver dross. He that hateth dissembleth with his lips, and layeth up deceit with him. When he speaketh fair, he believe him not, for there are seven abominations in his heart. Whose hatred is covered by deceit, his wickedness shall be showed before the whole congregation. Whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein. He that rolleth a stone, it shall will return upon him. Lying tongue hateth those that are afflicted by it, and a flattering mouth worketh ruin. Now, it seems like in our world today that the negative in everyone's life is about all we know. Let's face it. I'm sure the news media has accentuated this and pushed it. Hollywood promotes it, social media promotes it, and has even made it more accessible. When's the last time you heard good news reported? When's the last time you heard good things reported? When's the last time people didn't have a complaint box, they had a praise box? We get into this mode of, and it started probably 40, 50 years ago with our news media, and in our colleges, they were teaching people to critique. And it seems like everybody wants to be a critic. The word critique and critic are the same word. We want to critique everybody's work. We want to critique this. We want to critique that. Well, in the Bible, negative truth is the equivalent of what we call gossip. Negative truth is gossip. The Bible uses the word talebearer for the one who spreads gossip or negative truth. Now, some of you are a little damp around the edges tonight. So what is the Bible word for a gossiper? What is it? Talebearer. Let's try that again. What's the biblical word for a gossiper? Not Ellen Moore. So the biblical word for a gossiper is a
talebearer.
That's a little better. I got you awake now. Now, the word talebearer is an interesting word. It means to roll or crush into pieces. It means to whisper. Let me illustrate it. When my wife makes cracker crumb coating for chicken or something, she'll take a whole bunch of crackers and put them in a big 1 gallon Ziploc bag, and then she takes out a rolling pin and starts smashing the snot out of them puppies. And she'll beat on them a little bit, and then she takes them and she starts rolling and crushing those. That is exactly what the biblical word talebearer means. It means taking something and rolling and crushing it into pieces. A talebearer is trying to crush someone to pieces with their words. The average news story in America today is nothing but trying to crush somebody's reputation. I almost said something I shouldn't. This mess up in Milwaukee over the weekend. They reported in the news a white police officer shot an unarmed black man that was running away who did nothing wrong. First of all, it was a black police officer that shot a black man. Second of all, the guy running away had committed a crime and had flashed the gun and pointed the gun at the police officer. But you still have rioting in the streets right now in Milwaukee because they still believe the first report. The news media needs to shut their mouth till they have all the facts, not report what they think they know has happened. They are talebearers and they're crushing. How many people have lost their jobs over the burning and over everything else going on in Milwaukee right now? How many people have been hurt, displaced, or lost their job over the news media trying to crush somebody's reputation? Now, the police officer, his name is being circulated over thousands of different news sites and social media networks to where he's receiving hundreds of death threats every day. And he did nothing but his job. Now, that's somebody that has tried to crush, and they have found him guilty before they had all the facts put together. That is called being a talebearer. Now, a gossiper is also a whisperer. I'll make a statement here. if it can't be said aloud, it probably doesn't need to be said. If it can't be said aloud, it probably doesn't need to be said. You have to understand, I work around people all the time. When I walk in, I see two people going, and somebody walks in and all the stops, you can just about guarantee somebody was getting sliced and diced. Guarantee it. People in the Christian world, they won't whisper, but they'll say, "Brother Stoltz, how about you and I go to lunch together? I have some things I need to talk to you about." And then you get to lunch, and they buy you lunch, and then he says, "You know, the preacher and I don't agree in certain areas. I think you need to know about this." That's when you take your lunch and puke it all over them and say, "Thank you very much." Because those are the kind of people that are whispering. They don't have the guts to come to the preacher's office with you and say what they have that it's against the preacher. Everybody doing all right? I'm not saying that for my sake as much as I am for you, and you'll see what I'm saying here in a moment. Now, notice in these two passages, and you can go back later and mark some of these things, how much hurt and negative and destruction is mentioned here. Let me give you some words that are used. Contention, destruction, snare, wounds, fire, burning, dissembleth, deceit, ruin, etc., etc., etc. Does that sound like something you want to be around? God says he associates talebearing, and all those things are involved around a talebearer. By the way, we wonder why society is worsening, but all of our news media, our television, Hollywood movies, and etc. are virtually all talebearing. Virtually every one of them. You look at modern cartoons. They're wicked, evil, and vile. And pardon my analogy here, but Roadrunner, Tom and Jerry, and Elmer Fudd are now rated PG because of violence. They have taken those cartoons off because they say they promote too much violence to children. Help us, Jesus. Tom and Jerry was great. The cat was always getting beat up. I loved it. I mean, that was one of my favorite cartoons. Anytime the cat gets beat, I was a happy man. Wait a minute. We wonder why the violence in our streets, the drugs, the cop killing is now normal. Look how many crime TV shows there are on television. Virtually everything you see on television is negative. It's crime. Even though they might be solving the crime, listen to this, it's still promoting an awful lot of negative. Look how much crime is reported on the news today. Can I tell you that what would cut the amount of violence and crime in America? Quit reporting on it. Quit telling everybody what's going on and how they're doing it and exposing them for it and exposing people's names. Because can I tell you why? More people are going to go out and do it so they can get on the news. Preaching. That's exactly what it is. Now, I got to hurry. I do not believe we have a problem at Grace Baptist Church with gossip. Now's the time to preach on it, though. Preventive maintenance is always best. Breakdown maintenance is not good. I had to have my truck inspected. It was a little late on its inspection. I went to go have it inspected, and they had to fail it because my upper and lower ball joints were gone in my truck. And I had to have that truck to take my daughter to college this week. That was on Friday. So I got it in. $800 later, I got it out. But can tell you what? It wasn't preventive maintenance. It was breakdown maintenance. It wasn't going to be safe to drive. He lifted that thing up, Brother Gus, took my wheel and went, dum, 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 dum. It was moving over an inch. That's not a good thing, ladies. When you can move your tire an inch, holding it this way and not this way, it in and out. I went, yeah, that's not good. He said, I wouldn't drive it home. I said, oh, I'll drive it home. And I drove it Saturday, and I drove it Sunday, and I drove it to the shop on Monday. You say, why? I've been driving it all along. I put a whole load of wood or two or three or four or 20 or 30 on there. God was going to take care of me. Now, I wasn't going to drive to Kentucky that way, but it was breakdown maintenance. But I also have the oil changed regularly. That's called preventive maintenance. You change it before there's a problem, and you change it regularly so that you don't have as many problems with your engine that way. That's what this lesson will be tonight. Now, gossip is total injustice. Gossip is total injustice. Not just unjust to the person or the object of the gossip. But there is more than just an injustice. Let's say Brother Joe is going to talk about Brother Stoltz to Brother Barnes. So here is the object of the criticism, though he's not being talked to. Those two guys are talking. The injustice is more than just to him. And that's what I want you to see tonight. There's more injustice than just the object or the topic of the gossip. Now, according to God, in the Bible, gossip, talebearing, causes someone hurt and destruction. Now, there's only three potential people that it could be. It's the one telling the gossip, the one of whom the gossip is about, or the one to whom you're telling the gossip to. Those are the only three potential people that can be hurt in that situation, correct? Now, I'm not real smart, but a talebearer thinks that he's hurting him by telling him. But can I tell you something? That one's not getting hurt hardly at all. I'm going to show you that in a minute. We know the talebearer's wounded. We know the person spreading the negative is hurting, destroying, self-destructing. But the one listening to the talebearing is the one that's receiving the most amount of damage. You see, if he did something wrong, he's already been accused, he's been found guilty, and he's been punished for it. For him to talk about that isn't going to hurt him anymore. It's only hurting him and him. Now, it could cause people not to want to trust or whatever this person. I understand that. But the bulk of his punishment and pain was self-inflicted, and it's gone. Now the one receiving the most hurt and pain is that one, the one listening to the talebearing. Now, you know it's wrong and sinful and poisonous to spread gossip. But did you know that God says if you listen to it, you're wounding yourself worse? We are wounding ourselves in America by listening to so much negative. I'm going to tell you something. I'm not the biggest Trump fan in the world. But I'm a bigger Hillary not liker than I am not a Trump fan.
Amen. And if you want to believe what the news media says about Mr. Trump, who are they promoting? I learned a long time ago, whatever the news media says, believe the opposite and you'll be conservative.
Amen.
Well, I heard, who'd you hear it from? I heard it on the news. Go figure. Go figure. I got to read this. I'm sorry. My uncle sent me this earlier today. And I laughed. Yeah, it was my Uncle Gary. I'll give him credit for it. It says, let's see here. Maybe it says, a father's wishes. A father told his three children when he sent them to college, I feel it my duty to provide you with the best possible education. And you do not owe me anything for that. However, I want you to appreciate it. As a token, please each put $1,000 into my coffin when I die. And so it happened. One became a doctor, one a lawyer, and one a financial planner. Each year, financially successful. When their father's time and death had come, they saw their father in the coffin and remembered his wish. The first one was the doctor who put 10 newly printed, crisp $100 bills on the chest of his deceased father. Then came the financial planner who placed $1,000 in cash there as well. Finally, it was the heartbroken lawyer's turn. She dipped into her purse, took out a checkbook, wrote a check for $3,000, placed it into her father's coffin, and took the $2,000 cash. Now she's running for president of the United States. I like that one. I was going to send it to Brother Gus and a few of you. I thought, no, I'm going to read it in church tonight. That one's too good. Now, be careful that you don't get slanted towards what you believe about somebody based solely on the news media. I'm going to tell you something. I'm not a big Trump fan. But I do know enough about him. He's already said his vice president is going to do much of the administration of his White House. Mr. Pence is a very conservative, ultra-conservative type personality. We have a better chance that way than we do with Tim McCain and Hillary.
Amen.
Let's face it. And you can say what you want, but a vote for anything other than Mr. Trump is a vote for Hillary right now. Say, well, I'm going to vote by principle. Okay, which principle are you using? Sometimes you have to take the lesser of evils to get the best of what's available. To be able to vote for a born-again Christian that lives conservative, that's not possible. Not one on the ticket. Well, I just don't like either one. I didn't say you had to like them, but I can dislike one more than the other. And we've got to do what's best for our country. Now, I got to hurry up here. did you know that gossip is unjust because you're only listening to one person's opinion about information? You're only listening to partial information. And by the way, spreading only one side of a story is unjust. That's why our news media is unjust. When you're only spreading one side of the story, it's unjust. They lit Milwaukee on fire with the Black Lives Matter folks because a white officer killed an unarmed black man, and it comes out that it was a black officer killing an armed black man who had committed a crime and who had put the gun to the police officer's face. Now listen to me very carefully. You're not hearing any retractions printed. You're still got Milwaukee up in arms over it. Why? Why is it that you hear very little of the positive outcomes to these stories? Even when six officers in Baltimore are released on all charges, it's still everybody else's fault. And everybody still wants to be mad because that's not just. Everybody doing okay? We're only hearing one side. Folks, a judge listened to all the facts on both sides. And in every one of those cases, they've been released.
grand juries listen to it with a panel of people, and most of those cases were thrown out of court for a lack of evidence. But if you watch what the news media said, they're guilty. You're basing everything you believe on whatever the news media tells you, and it's only one opinion. We have been trained to think that whatever the news media says is the truth. Can I tell you something? That's not true. There's a man right now who is hunting in Canada. It's what they call spear hunting. He's a professional javelin thrower. He killed a black bear at 40 feet with a spear. He walked within 40 feet of a black bear, and guy's got guts. I'm not walking 40 feet to a bear and trying to stick him with a knife. He threw a javelin, threw a spear at it. It ran 50 yards and died. Do you know how it's been reported in the press? Because when you hunt bear, you hunt over bait. Anybody that hunts bear hunts over bait. That's how you draw them to one spot. Here's how the news reported it. I showed it to my secretary so that somebody knew I wasn't lying. You can look it up. Here's how it's been reported in the news. Starving bears mistreated and speared by a savage hunter. Those are the same people that say, well, it's not fair to the animal. You use a gun. Okay, you walk up to 40 feet to that thing and fling a knife at it once. See what you do. We'll find out how tough you are. For an animal that size to only run 50 yards, I've watched them get shot with guns and run farther than that. Shot all the way through the heart and lungs. It was incredible. 250-pound black bear, and he walked up on it and speared it at 40 feet. That guy's got guts. But the news is reporting it. And by the way, they're likening it unto this guy that shot Cecil the lion in Africa. They brought all that back up. Why? To get everybody all stirred up about it. And they're only getting one point of view. I watched the video of him doing it because his spear had a GoPro camera on it. Yeah, they put a GoPro camera on the spear and they tracked it by camera. They knew where it was. Thing ran 50 yards and it was over. Can I tell you something? They're not showing you that part. They're trying to get it banned from the internet from being shown. Can I tell you why? Because it'll prove that their reporting is not true. Now, I gotta hurry. Oh, my soul. Number one, gossip is unjust to the object. Gossip is unjust to the object. Did you know that your opinion about what happened to him doesn't matter? I'm using this as an illustration. This didn't really happen. But there's no sense in trying to think of more illustrations when I got the three students. I mean, I've got these guys here. Your opinion about how he was handled, treated, whether he was right or wrong, what his punishment was, does not matter. School's getting ready to start. And parents all over the country will send their kids to school. Kid will get in trouble. And the parents are going to march in and say, my student didn't do it. Well, how do you know? Well, they said they didn't do it. Oh. Well, somebody else did it and they didn't get in trouble. How do you know? Well, nobody told me that. That's true. Nobody told you, but that doesn't mean they didn't get in trouble. Just because your little persimmon pot there didn't say that they got in trouble doesn't mean that they did. You see, we take one side of a situation and think we know all angles. Everybody doing all right? Man, I'm having fun right now. Your opinion about the accusation, your opinion about the guilt, and your opinion about the punishment does not matter. Do you know, I don't always agree with what a judge rules in a certain case. But it's none of my business. He ruled. I did not. Not my area. I have to let it go. By the way, if you're listening to it by news only, instead of sitting there as part of the jury, you don't have a good idea what's going on anyway. So who are we to make that judgment? Everybody doing all right? The facts or the accusations before a trial or before a decision need to be kept quiet because of real facts. Can I tell you something? That police officer in Milwaukee right now doesn't have a snowball's chance where the boogeyman lives for a fair trial. And it probably won't go to trial. And then they're really going to get upset. Because it's already been deemed justified by three state departments. They have body cam footage of it all. Can you imagine what they're going to be like when they don't get what they want? Now, after a decision and judgments are made, why does everyone need your opinion about how fair or how unfair the punishment was?
Can I tell you something? If he got caught doing 90 mile an hour down I-81, had to pay a $120 ticket, is that how much it cost you? if he had to pay that ticket, and Joe says, I don't think that's fair. I was doing that. I had to pay $175. And he's complaining to Evan that Rich only had to pay $120. Now, Evan's thinking, man, I hope I get the cop Rich got instead of the cop Joe got. But I'm thinking, let's just keep speed limit. Don't have to worry about it, amen? But wait a minute. For you to complain that he didn't get enough punishment, can I tell you something? It doesn't change what happened. And it really doesn't matter. Your opinion about his punishment doesn't matter. You didn't have any say-so in it anyway. You see, we become unjust to the one to whom is being gossiped about because we have an opinion somebody needs more or somebody should have gotten something different than they got. Well, how do you know? You don't know all the facts.
I'm going to hurry up here because, man, do I feel like I'm in an island all by myself. Your decision to vote is based only by what you hear in the news will not be a just decision. Make that statement very loud and clear. Mr. Trump gave one of the most incredible speeches yesterday in Wisconsin about foreign policy. Nobody's reporting on it. You're hearing all over the news today, shake up in the Trump camp. He didn't fire anybody. He hired three new people. He added people to his staff. It's not a shakeup. He added three more people to help him on his campaign staff. And they're reporting it as a shakeup. Nobody lost their job. They're not reporting on the facts of what he said in a speech last night either. Why? Because they know fact by fact versus Hillary, Hillary's in trouble.
Amen.
Now, by the way, yesterday's news, I'm sorry, Monday's news, Hillary has brought on, listen to this, 730,000 illegal immigrants to her campaign help to try to get the Spanish vote to go her way. Huh. She could be the biggest employer of illegal aliens in America, and she's running for president. President wants to bring in 10,000 Syrians unvetted to the United States and has been every year for the last several years. Hillary wants to move it to 65,000 every year. Unvetted. They want to complain about Mr. Trump saying we need a new vetting process for certain countries. I hope we have a certain person in the White House who's going to vet them a little closer. I'm for putting a big wall up of some sort or some kind of retention to keep people out. You don't come to America just so you can make more money.
Amen.
You don't get to come to America just because you want to come. We have laws that have been on our books for 200 and some years about coming to America as a citizen. And it's not to bring drugs across the border and make a bunch of money to send it back to another country. Okay, I'm going on. It's unjust to keep making someone hurt over and over after punishment has already been meted out. It's unjust to punish someone who has already been accused or who has only been accused, and we're trying to be the jury and try them and find them guilty, and it's just an accusation. And I got to hurry. Number two, this is what I want you to really hear. The listener to gossip is the most unjust person.
The one talking about him is not the most unjust one. I'm going to use you, Brother Barnes. But if he is listening to Joe Heaney talk about him, you're more unjust than anybody. Just by listening. You're hurting yourself. You're unjust to yourself. You're getting one opinion and receiving it as truth. He's not defending himself, and you're making him get angrier by and giving him a bigger audience to spread it to more people, which also makes you unjust to him. You're unjust to him by listening to the negative. You're unjust to him by listening to the negative, and you're unjust to yourself by listening to the negative, and eventually you'll believe the negative. Everybody doing all right? Unless it's your area of rule, you can't do anything about it. If he gets a $120 speeding ticket, can you do anything to fix it? So why do we want to listen about it? You can't change it. You can't change it. He definitely can't change it. So the punishment's been given. Why do we have to talk about it? Everybody doing all right? Okay, hang on here. The listener to gossip is unjust to the object, unjust to the spreader, and unjust to yourself. Can I tell you something? When you listen to negative about somebody, it hurts your spirit about that person. And it hurts your spirit because he's your friend. All of a sudden, something you heard hurts you. And we get a hurt spirit. Can I tell you why some people walk around in the mully grubs all the time? Because all you do is listen to negative. I wonder why I'm always discouraged. I wonder why I'm always down. I wonder why I'm ready to suck the dirt off the carpet without the vacuum. Oh, woe is me. Everybody hates me. I'll go eat worms. Good. Can I tell you why? What are you listening to? What are you listening to? Now, did you know that listening to gossip destroys trust? You listen to him about him long enough, you're not going to trust him. Brother Stoltz is going to take the kids on an outing and Wyatt or Kirsten's going to go on the bus. You're going to say, well, if Brother Stoltz is driving, she's not going. Okay, you don't trust them. They made one mistake in their life. And we build a whole reputation based on one event. Everybody doing all right? Okay, hang on. Going somewhere. It also kills your joy. Did you know that listening to gossip destroys your joy? I've never seen somebody who gossiped or who listened to gossip that walks around full of joy. You don't have to be the sharpest knife in the drawer to notice a gossiper. Come here. Did you hear? Y'all know what I'm talking about? They really don't look happy. I just can't believe. Did you hear what Mrs. Bush did? Did you ever see a gossiper that had a joyous spirit? You know, look at the face of Hillary. That shows it all. I've seen roadkill. Anyway. By the way, listening to gossip inflates your pride. Can I tell you something? When you listen to gossip, you think you've got one up on somebody. You make yourself just in somebody else's eyes and you puff yourself up and say, I know something you don't know. Now, listen to me very carefully. You're going to find people come to this church and they're going to have bad things in their past. Go figure. Guess what? I've never won someone to Christ that wasn't a sinner. Have you? You can't. So, just because you may think you know what is in their past doesn't mean you know the whole truth either. How about we decide, let God take care of what the sin was in the past. If they got saved, who gives a flip? Amen. Yes, sir. And I'm going to say it.
like I do about once a month around here. Going to be a cold day where the booger man lives before somebody in this church messes up. They have to stand here and tell everybody out there what wrong they did. That's wicked as Hades. Yes. That's gossip. That's yes. tale-bearing. Even if they have to do it on themselves.
That's right.
That's not church discipline. It's not godly, and it's not right.
Amen.
So the listener of gossip is the one who creates the most injustice. Did you know if you would tell people to shut up and not spread their negative, guess what? That's just, well, that might be rude. Well, somebody vomiting negative in your ear is not real kind.
I hang up on people. I tell them I don't want to hear it. Unless I'm in a counseling situation to where it's something I need to know that I can fix. And even in counseling, I'm very careful. I'll start off by saying, now, as long as we're not going to gossip here, I'll listen to what you have to say. But if I think you've gone too far, I'm going to stop you. You say, why? Okay, let's say that Gus and Kathy are having problems in their marriage. They're not that I know of, all right? But let's say that for some reason Gus gets a little stubborn and won't listen to Kathy. She'll just whomp him upside the head. But let's say they're in my office and I meet with them for a little bit, and then I send Brother Gus out and I'm going to talk to her. Do you know I'm not going to sit there and let her tell me all the bad things about Gus? Now, I'll let her tell me a certain portion of things with a right spirit. But if all she's going to do is sit there and gossip about her husband, I'm going to tell her to shut up. Nicely. Now, there might be some problems we've got to work through, but if she's doing it with a spirit of anger, malice, trying to talk him down, shut your mouth. That's my friend. Don't you talk to him about him that way. And vice versa. If Gus was going to do that about Kathy, I would do the same for her. You say, why? Because even in sharing in counseling, there's an appropriate way to do that. Now, that doesn't mean you can't come to me and tell me you got a problem or something's wrong. But may I say this? I'm not going to let you gossip in doing it. Everybody doing all right? I'm having fun here. I'm trying to help you.
Did you know you can turn a phone off that quick by hitting that little red spot? I've told preachers before, don't go there. But you need, don't go there. But you go there, I'm going to hang up. Well, I think you need to know, click. No, call right back. I won't answer it. I let it go to voicemail. I will refuse to talk to them. I've done it many a time. You say, why? I'm not going to let them vomit in my ear.
Amen.
I can't fix any of those things. I can't do anything about it. It's all you want to do is complain. Well, go complain to your wife, because I'm not going to sit there and listen to it. By the way, I don't complain to her about those things. Y'all laugh. She finds out things when you find them out. I don't tell her. How do you think she keeps me happy? If I told her everything, I know she'd be depressed. So I don't depress her. I can handle it. That's what my job is. I'm not supposed to tell her everything. Everybody doing all right? I don't have secrets from her, but she doesn't know any of the problems you have unless you've personally told her. Moving on, number 3. This one will go fast. We'll take the pain away, amen? Gossip is unjust to God's forgiveness. Do you know that spreading negative, being a talebearer, is negative to God's and unjust to God's forgiveness? But God commandeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet, what's the next word? Sinners, Christ died for us. Oh, wow. So God came because we were sinners to die for us. And he forgives us of our sins and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. So for you to talk about him to him, and for you to listen to him talk about him, both of you are being unjust to God, who already forgave him and cleansed it. You're being unjust with God by listening or spreading negative truth. Everybody doing all right? I'm having fun. Everybody smile. Jesus loves you. For us humans to spread negative about one another is unjust to God's forgiveness. For us sinners to listen to another sinner about the sin they committed and condemn them for it, guess what? We're being unjust to God's forgiveness because he saved. It's already under the blood. It's forgiven. Let me ask you a question. I'm going to use a unreal situation. What if President Obama did get saved? Wonder how many of you would forgive him. What if Hillary... Bless you. What if Hillary got saved? Now, that doesn't mean I trust them. But could you forgive them? That ought to be what we're looking for. It doesn't mean we change what we are to get it. Now, everybody doing all right? A person who gossips is lifting themselves up to God's level and saying God's not doing a good enough job.
When you say what happened to him wasn't good enough and tell him that, you've lifted yourself above God and above the righteousness of the land. Huh. Sounds like Lucifer in Isaiah 14 to me. I will sit and see the Most High. I will be like God. Eve, you could decide good and evil for yourself. You can choose good and evil yourself. You don't need to listen to God. In the day thou eatest, thou shalt not surely die. It's not going to kill you. How could a loving God kill you? And we believe the same old negative from the same old serpent. Once God forgives, God doesn't revisit. Then why do we humans? Once God forgives, he does not revisit it. Why do we humans? Can I teach y'all something? When something's forgiven, it's not that it's forgotten. God says, your sins and iniquities will I remember no more. It doesn't say God will forget them. The word rememory is literally the word call to memory again. He said, I will refuse to bring it to memory again. God doesn't have amnesia. But he has the ability to put it back and never to call it to memory again. Could God call it to memory? Yes. Will he? It's under the blood. No. Once it's under the blood, he chooses to never call it to memory again. You'll laugh. Some of you know this is true. You've been to my office, you'll say, Preacher, remember last time when we talked about it? And I'll say, nope. Because I don't think about it. I really don't. Not because I'm so forgetful, though the older I get, sometimes I wonder. But I'm not as bad as Ellen yet. She hid her own Easter eggs this year and didn't find some of them till this summer. Shh. Yeah. She just thought it was her shoes. Anyway, once God forgives, though, it's not revisited. Can I tell you something? Once something happens, why do we humans want to revisit it? Why do they have to show it at the 5 o'clock news, 6 o'clock news, 7 o'clock news, 10 o'clock news, 11 o'clock news, put it in newspapers the next day, report on it every day for the next 5 days? They want to keep revisiting and revisiting and revisiting and revisiting and revisiting. This thing with Cecil the lion happened months and months and months ago, and a guy spears a bear, and they want to bring Cecil the lion back up. It doesn't make sense.
Now, I say that to say this. First of all, let's not be talebearers. Talebearers are those that spread negative, spread gossip, constantly out there just doing the negative. But let's also not be guilty of listening to it. Most everybody in this room is real good about not spreading it. More of you have trouble listening to it than spreading it. And when you give ear to the gossiper, guess what? Unjust to yourself, unjust to him, unjust to him, and unjust to God. You are the one that is most unjust in the situation. That word talebearer means to crush, means to roll and to crush, just like those cracker crumbs. Can't get those, my mouth is dry here. The cracker crumbs rolled out there. Those words, when he is talking about him, to him, he's just trying to grind that negative again and again, trying to crush his reputation. And when we listen to it, we're allowing somebody to crush him. And we're allowing somebody to crush him. And we're allowing somebody to crush us as we listen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. A lot of destruction around gossip and talebearing. A lot of negative, a lot of hurt. Let's decide not just to not spread it, but let's not even listen to it.